No.
Come with us on a journey for one day only, or maybe two if you're still going tomorrow, as we head back in time. Back in time. Back in time.
Nice effect.
New music.
No.
Thanks. Just more music.
No, please don't.
Real bands live on Radio 1.
The music.
Leo Sayer forever.
Across the UK.
Hello.
Still got it.
This is 97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
It's 4 o'clock, and now live from Mark and Large beautiful kitchen in Manchester, it's The Early Bit with Chris Moyles.
My voice is a lot deeper back then, by the way.
Yeah, more American.
Coming up, we eat some cake live on the air in our new feature, Yummy Cake.
Can't wait.
You like that? I wrote that.
Plus, the Fugees show us their legs, because they're very sexy looking.
Why not?
But now, please welcome the man who's already upset most of the DJs here.
That was true.
Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, wow. Hey? That brings back memories.
It's going to be fun.
No, it's not.
Do you think?
No, it's really not.
Everybody should go to bed now and sleep and get some good rest. That's what everyone should
See,
do.
See, you've already perked up. Look, it's working.
Okay. And we're going to play a load of fresh new music?
I don't know about that.
Oh,
but.
No. And we're playing songs from that when I used to... Oh, God.
Certainly are.
Remember this?
Back in time to 1997, it's Will Smith and the theme tune for the big hit movie that summer. This is Men in Black on 1FM.
No, at least says no.
It's the MIBs. Here come the MIBs. The Galaxy Defenders, Dev. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Clap, clap.
MIBs, freezing above the flag.
Men in Black.
The Men in Black.
You ready, Dev? We're gonna bounce.
Let me see you just bounce,
bounce,
just bounce with me, just bounce with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me. Come on, and make your neck work.
Ready? Now freeze. See? Played some serious music back in the day.
This is real music.
Yeah.
Andy and Lincoln, Big Willie, go Chris and Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know it.
Denise is tuned in San Diego. She's a big fan of our show.
Hello, Denise.
Hello.
Check it. Let me tell you this in closing.
Believe me, it's for your own protection.
But trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Because we see things that you need not see. And we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap. Show love to the black suit.
Because that's the men in. That's the men in. You love this, Dev. Come on.
Well, we have,
yes,
an old menu of yours. That we'd like to hear for the next 2.5 hours. We are going to be taking.
It's not me saying what's on the show, though, is it?
Certainly is.
Oh,
listen.
No, please don't.
There we go. I really, really enjoy listening to the difference between your voice now and then. I'm trying to figure out what it is. Do you reckon then you were sort of a wide-eyed, sort of just happy
my voice hadn't broken. And,
yeah, it is definitely that. You can hear the years afterwards.
Sounded a lot younger back then, didn't you?
Do I really have to play this? Well, if I give money to Comet Relief
just
and then we don't play and we just play something else, I'm all right with
it. Just
cool
play
with
it. People want to hear it.
Coming up in the show today.
Oh, I see, you can't laugh. I've only said coming up in the show today. You're laughing.
I'm sorry.
All right. I'm normal.
I'm going to kill you, Phil. Right. Why can't you have had a producer that went, oh, I can't be bothered. We'll just play some hits. All right, here we go then.
Coming up in the show today, we'll do some true or false. We'll do a brand new What's the Word or Words. We've got a very, very funny joke. We've got some stories out of the papers. And we've got some top tunes like this from the Cardigans.
There you are. I sound exactly the same. How could you say that sound any different?
Sounds nothing like you, does it?
Like a teenager.
Strange.
I am a teenager.
For the people that were wondering as well, this sort of confidence that you hear on the radio, that's nothing new either, is it, Chris? You've always had that.
I have no idea.
I think very, very early on, you could tell that you were destined for big things, Chris.
Right.
Tune into the damn show. It's not like Sarah Kennedy's on yet on Radio 2. You've got no excuse. Shipping forecast's not even on, so there's nothing better than me at the moment. Seriously, flick around the radio dial, find something more entertaining than this, you know, and I'll be very, very shocked. It's all pants this time of the day. Our figures are going to go through the roof. In fact, I've had a £15 bet with Andy Parfitt, the boss of Radio 1.
Oh, God.
We can up the figures in a month. There you go. So, Jesus, I hope I do it, because 15 quid's a lot of money to northerners like me.
Hey?
Andy, you owe me 15 quid, it turns out.
That's the evidence.
That's modest.
There's Andy going, put his hand in his pocket.
Amazing.
Well, please, how many of these clips are we going to play?
Oh, we've got loads. 2.5 hours worth, Chris.
Oh, man.
Really?
Loads of them. Loads of them.
Sorry, 1 second.
It
Andy?
It can go in the kissy.
Thanks very much. Yeah. God love you, Andy.
Hang on, you owe Andy a fiver back.
By the way, Kitty, where are you? 1997, he promised me this. That back, I'll tell you that.
Only a decade late.
All right,
is that it?
Nope. We have...
Yeah, when do we do your features, Dev?
We're not doing this till like nearly 6 o'clock. We've only got like one on the show today. Unless you want to speak to Sheena the runner, if she's up.
If it stops me hearing me from years ago, I'll talk to her. I'll talk to Sheena Easton.
Let's keep playing them. I found an early trail from one of yours.
Right.
Sort of bigging yourself up. Let's have a listen.
No, I'm bigging myself up.
All right. It's showtime, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Chris Moyles.
Chris Moyles. The Early Breakfast Show.
I start the early breakfast show on Monday the 28th of July from 4 till 7 in the morning. The earliest I normally get up is about midday, so I don't even know if I'm going to be awake for the first show. So probably for the first show I won't even be here. And I'll be growing a beard to look like Dave Lee Travis every morning, and I will shave it off at the end of the show, and then by the time 4 o'clock comes the next day, I'll have a big bushy beard again.
That sounds pretty good.
The Early Breakfast Show.
Produced by Electrical Transcription.
With Chris Moyles.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
Sounds like you've got a cold on the air.
No, that's me doing that. The
99.
DJ. 97 to 99 FM Radio 1.
I remember that trailer, though.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but can we please just play a record?
Good idea.
It's raining, it's pouring, a black sky.
Well, if you've just switched on your radio, it's a little bit confused. Basically, for the next hour and a half and a bit, we will be reliving the early bit. The early show that Chris and Dave used to do. We've got loads of your old jingles and stuff.
Go on, really?
Play them.
Okay, where are they?
Play some old jingles.
I don't know where they are. Play... hang on a second.
The Early Bit with Chris Moyles.
Yeah. See, even Paul's voice is slightly different.
I love that guy's voice. Go on, keep playing them.
All right.
And now, Mr. Sean Connery talks about his favourite food.
Really? Was that a feature?
It wasn't, was it?
Was it?
Really?
What do you want to hear gargled? Call now and let Chris gargle for you.
Amazing. We don't have enough of this on the radio anymore.
We used to do gargling on the air. That was a good one.
Hello, good morning. This is Simon Mayo. I'm very funny, and I'm here from 9 o'clock this morning. bet you can't wait, can you?
All right, well, there you go.
These were dark days.
Beautiful, baby.
Hey, well. And of course, then, of course, one of the catchphrases, Dave.
Hop on, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask me why.
That was the catchphrase.
What happened to hop on?
Hop on, baby.
Yeah.
We dropped it.
Hop on, baby.
We kept forgetting. We kept forgetting to do the catchphrases.
And just sort of.
Yeah.
Didn't really happen.
And then it didn't really happen.
Wasn't,
hop on, baby.
Wasn't come on another.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Catchphrase.
Yeah.
Jobs are gooden.
There's another job.
Is that another one?
It's hilarious, isn't it? This means nothing to anybody.
I don't.
Me and Dave. Does anybody actually remember any of this? Anybody else?
Even I don't fully remember.
Text in 81119 and start your message with no. There you are.
I'm not even sure I worked on the show during some of those things.
What else?
It was before my time.
He sounds like a right biffer, doesn't he? Say it. Feel it. Enjoy it, because you bloomin' pay for it.
There you are. That's true.
It's funny and true. Thing is, you might play some pretty cool music now. Back then, the music wasn't always the coolest, was it?
I don't know. Is it another clip of me?
Yeah.
Oh. Baby Bird and You're Gorgeous, on the way, possibly Echo and the Bunnymen.
Before that, Gala, Freed from Desire.
New wow. song from Cass called Live the Dream, on the way, Dodgy, Ronnie Size and Hero. Blue Tones are Hurricane number one.
Let's play the Blue Tones.
Jamiroquai, Too Young Today and Danny Minogue, All I Wanna Do. It's Robin, spelt with a Y, and Do You Know What It Takes? It's Brand New Harry's and Dream on Dream. We've got some top tunes like this from the Cardigans. Chumbawamba.
and Ocean Colour Seed, and some other people I can't remember. Still to come in the next hour, Peter Andre, Massive Attack, Mark Owen.
Eels, your lucky day in hell.
It's Space Monkeys and Sugarcane. Oh, there you go, I like it.
Is that the worst
comedy? Tell you what, I played a hell of a lot of songs in that 1 hour,
yeah,
didn't I?
Yeah, didn't you?
Good Lord.
Eels was cool.
There were some good songs in there, but there were some proper stinkers, yeah. It's fair to say. Yeah,
wasn't that really the start of electronic and was it Regret?
No. Sounds like Get the Message.
Get the Message.
That's a
good
tune.
Record.
Yeah? Yeah. Phil, find that one. There's the tune. I'll prove to you there were some good songs from then.
I don't think it's in the system.
Oh, what? You didn't even look, you lazy article.
It's just a guess.
Stood there in your pyjamas with your name. So we play an old clip from when I was on the early show, when I used to do this show every day.
We've got loads of stuff left over from yesterday.
All right, well, let's go through it. I'm going to play the Chris Mentions clip.
All right.
I don't really know what it is, but I kind of get the gist by the title of it. Should I press play?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would not believe, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on next door through the glass where normally Dave Vitti sits. Right, Dave's here. Hello.
Hello.
See, Dave's normally... button punching the Mark and Large show, right? Twiddling knobs. Right, but is twiddling knobs in here this morning? Hey, aren't you cheeky?
I am cheeky. Right.
And the reason for that is because there's some stuff going on in the other studio. I don't know if I can mention it or not. I suppose I can, really, can't I? Simon?
Not really.
No. Well, shall I?
Because it's a secret, isn't it?
No, it's not a secret. It's hardly well-kept secret, then, is it, really?
Well, I used to talk like that for some reason. I've no idea. Well, no, hey, no.
Are you allowed to tell us now what it was?
Yes, they were sacrificing lambs.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. That is a huge secret.
Yeah. I have no idea what it was, and I don't know
what it was. What else do you want us to do?
So, you know, you're sort of king of parodies now. Quite big in the parody game.
Yep, I'm the kingpin of the parody world.
Well, it's kind of been a long road to that title, hasn't it?
What do you mean by
they
that?
Didn't always start off amazing.
Seen a bit.
Some of your
Bye
earlier
Dom.
Parodies.
Sounds like you're leaving at the right time, Dominic.
Yeah.
Some of your earlier wacky parodies. Bit hit and miss.
Really?
I think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Chaz and Dave singing their...
Oh, really? Yeah. You can't slug off Chaz and Dave.
Why not?
Because that was... It's a classic.
Okay, if you I say it's not as good as your later work, but...
But it was a collaboration between... I don't want to reveal the real source of it, but my friend Daryl would be very upset with you saying that this parody was poor.
Let the listeners decide.
All right, 8 to 1 to 9. Let's find out.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Chaz and Dave singing their version of Wannabe.
I'll tell you what I want, Oh, come on! How can you say that,
it
Dave?
It even sounds
That's
like them.
Brilliant!
We know sometimes
it's
when...
It's Chaz and Dave. They used to do different songs. They did Chaz and Dave doing the Spice Girls. I'm sorry, that's class, that.
Yeah, fair enough. You know when it's sometimes they re-release albums? They'll do like the bonus edition or whatever.
Yeah.
You could do that with your parody album, add in some of the...
I'd quite happily do an entire album of those songs. Yeah. Radio DJs could play all over the world and we would take nothing but royalties.
Fair enough.
I think that is class. 8 to 1 to 9. And start your text with Chaz and Dave parody class.
It ended better than it started, I think.
Oh, come on.
Took a while.
There's more.
Oh, dear.
We got them into the studio and we got them to do their own version of the Bee Gees Staying Alive, but they called it We're Still Alive. A Radio 1 exclusive. It will be the new song from Chaz and Dave.
Well, you can tell by the way that... Okay. All right, okay. Well, certainly the first one is...
The first one was better than the second one, I think.
The
first
one is better. Let it get to the chorus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, do you think it's better?
It might pick up.
All right. We can try. Yeah, I think you get the idea with it, but, you know, I like it.
I don't know. I suppose between you, Weird Al Yankovic, and Chaz and Dave, you've sort of got the whole parody market cornered.
Thanks, yeah. I think.
Probably wouldn't play the other one again, though.
I'm telling you, I'm playing this
again. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Chaz and Dave singing their version of Wannabe.
Come on, what is wrong with you, Dev?
How many people are asking for that as a download? Right now, how many people are asking for that as a download on the text?
Four.
Right.
No, don't say four. You haven't even got the text on, Dave. You're looking at some daffodils.
I have.
Parody even better than the real thing. It's a great parody, maybe even the best. Oh, yes, Sigurd Zagar, Chess and Sussex. Dev, you're in the minority, and I'm in the majority.
Little do I know.
Do you want to play your record of the week?
Yes, please.
Who's it, your mate?
They used to be called Example and Home.